Due to shipyard closures and other related issues, Royal Caribbean has released updated information regarding four of their ships, Allure of the Seas, Adventure of the Seas, and Liberty of the Seas. Their dry dock has been postponed. Also, pier construction delays are forcing Liberty of the Seas to take over Allure of the Seas 2021 itineraries in Galveston, Texas. And Cunard is canceling cruises through November.
We will only return to service when there is sufficient freedom to travel and when we have the approval and accreditation from the most trusted and informed sources.
Cunard President Simon Palthorpe there. Both Queen Mary and Queen Victoria will have all sailings canceled from now until November 1st. Queen Elizabeth suspended until November 23rd. And finally, until further notice, all visitors to Alaska will have to have proof that they have tested negative for COVID-19 within the past 72 hours. All visitors will have to fill out a health questionnaire, but be honest on that. There is a $25,000 fine and up to a year in jail if you're caught lying. And cruise stocks back down again on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation closed at 23.02, down 7.5%. Norwegian Holdings at 24.15, down 10%. And Royal Caribbean at 69.90, down 6.9%. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.